sold a cattle off and never tried to read.
That seems strange, an American ranch owned by an Englishman.
There's a lot of them. The large matadors, they call them, let's see, I'm trying to think of the brand, I can't think of the brand now, it was English syndicate. Was some of these big ranches was English syndicates in that early day.
If
you go back on the history, you find that's true. This matador is one of the biggest ranches in Texas, and they were English. Now that's, that I can't know from first hand, but I think we study history.
Makes good sense, they were in India.
The English and the Scotch was over here on these big units in that early day.
What kind of a house did you live in when you were young?
Well, first I can remember just about a 3-room frame house. Mother and father right there, it wasn't 300 feet from where they built the main ranch house where it stands today. They had a dugout, just a 1-room dugout. If you know what I mean by dugout, stuck in the bank and just a board roof over the top of it, the walls are dirt. In later years, I went to school in that same room for two winters. Mm. But the house, it was a 2-room frame house originally with a lean-to kitchen. And it's been added to, and it's still the same house, but it's built around it.
What rooms were added?
Well, it's about a 10-room house now.
Boy.
As the family grew, he'd had rooms. Wish you could see it. It's about 10-room, I'd say.
Well, what rooms did he put on? Bedrooms? Or?
Well, he added, the first addition was just opened up the center of the house and made a long dining room with a tile floor. And then the kitchen was moved, and I believe kitchen was onto that, and then he started a second story, and those were all bedrooms up on the second story. I think probably that addition to that long dining room would be about the first addition to it, and then the kitchen, and then went upstairs.
Did this big house have any special room where guests were entertained?
No, not what you'd consider that. It was this big dining room it's about 20 by 30. It goes clear through the house.
And things open on each side of it?
Yes. That's near as I can describe it, just briefly.
That's a nice plan, isn't it?
It is.
It's an old plan, isn't it?
Yes. My father and mother, neither one, were so much for, well, it is very thinly settled. They had their family, but as far as parties, they never did do any of that. Kind of entertaining.
Well, that was the popular plan in some of the larger houses in New England and in the South.
And you get into Texas, they went out more for that, but my parents never was too much for that. I don't mean that they didn't like company, they had company, but as far as just putting parties like they had, they never did like that.
How did you heat your house?
Well, of course, originally the smaller part of the house was heated with ordinary heating stoves. Mm-hmm. One person carried cow chips in the front door and ashes out the back, another one carrying ashes out the back. I spent many a day. Cow chips was the only fuel we had. This river here, at that time, now it's all timber. You see timber all up and down, there's no timber. We'd spend a week, usually in the fall, whole family go out and pick cow chips and have a stack of them in the back of the yard. And they made good fuel, but they burned so fast that the chips one shoveling in, one out. And then the next heating unit, my father put in the steam